Hello, hello. Hello to all my friends in Facebook land. Happy Rosh Hashanah to those that celebrate. I wanted to hop on for just a few minutes tonight and give a word that the Lord gave. It's kind of a culmination of three different words throughout the day, but I'll just read the little description that I have. On this Rosh Hashanah, the 29th day of Elul in the Hebrew calendar year 5781, I hear the Lord say, "Behold, I make all things new," and that includes you. But in order to get the new things, you must give him your old things. Are you willing to make the exchange? Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh of God, awaits your invitation. And so as I was on Facebook earlier today, the Lord said, come up higher. I hear invitation after invitation from him today. This is a new year. Every time it's a new year, that's an invitation. It's an invitation. It's a blank page. It's an invitation to write your story with God. And so the Lord is inviting us all to come up higher, to press through into the next season of our high calling in Christ Jesus. Higher levels require less of us and more of him. Higher levels require purity of heart, mind, body, and soul. Every time you're willing to trust God and give him what you have, he is faithful to give back to you what he has. And trust me, it is always worth the price. God's ways are perfect. His plans for you are perfect. Matthew 5:48 says, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." Jesus wouldn't have told us that if it wasn't possible. But we have to let go and give away our imperfection, and in return, our Heavenly Father is faithful and just to give us his perfection. And so the next part of the word, an invitation into the refiner's fire. How fun, how exciting of a new word for the new year, but it's always worth it, friends. It's always worth it. And so I'm just going to read some scriptures. Hebrews 12:29 in the King James Version says, "For our God is a consuming fire. If we want to be one with him, we cannot be afraid of his holy fire. There is only love and light in his fire, but it does cost us something because there are things in our life that are not of God. There are things in our life that are not righteous and holy as he is holy and righteous. And so there is a cost by coming into his fire, but I promise you it is always worth it when you come out the other side." 1 Peter 5:10, and this is the Tree of Life version, which is one of my new favorite versions of the Bible created by Messianic believers. 1 Peter 5:10 in the Tree of Life version says, "After you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you into his eternal glory in Messiah, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you." God himself will come. And the word word of the Lord came to me about resurrection. I think I gave that earlier Saturday morning. I think it was Saturday morning this holiday weekend. When affliction comes, only for 3 nights and 3 days, that's a word from the Lord. Those afflictions, those warfare battles, those things that are from the outside coming in that are not of the Lord can only come for 3 nights and 3 days. And then it is the Lord himself that will come and he will restore you. He will support you. He will strengthen you and he will establish you. And resurrection life was his word Saturday morning. When death comes for those areas in your life, if you're willing to trust the Lord and give him those things, God says, "I will breathe new life into those areas. You give me your health and I will allow you to heal the sick. You give me your sickness and your disease and I will allow you to heal the sick. You give me the spiritual warfare, the spiritual attacks where the enemy comes in with the hordes of hell, and I will give you deliverance. I will breathe resurrection life into a ministry of deliverance." So the areas where those attacks come, that's where God's raising you up in newness of life, but you have to trust him. It's a genuineness of your faith. These are the times where the genuineness of our faith is established, not just for him. It's not for him. It's for us to understand who we are and to understand that there is something born of all of this. There's a meaning and a purpose for everything. The ESV version says, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes through a test, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Every time we face the death of the fire, of the refiner's fire, it comes with small deaths. It comes with us letting things go and letting them die. But that's how new life is born. You prune a bush to bring new life to that bush or to that vine, right? The Bible tells us the vines, that if God didn't love us, he wouldn't prune us. And that's what this is. And it is a praise and a glory to him when we will trust him, when we will allow him to come in and shine his light on the areas in our life that he wants to touch us and work with us and mold us in. 1 Peter 4, verses 12 through 13 in the King James says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing has happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy." Oh, friends, we are not supposed to pray away every battle we go through. We are not supposed to pray away some of the tough, tight, narrow places. I feel like this is a season of narrow places, but that's because God is getting rid of all of the stuff that's not of him. It's narrow because Jesus is the gate. He is the door. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. And that's all we need. That's all we need is the narrow way. And so don't be afraid when you feel squeezed and pressed in. That's God saying, I'm molding you into my image. From glory to glory, I'm molding you and I'm shaping you. And at the end will be exceeding joy, which is the joy of the Lord is our strength. So just know God's perfect timing. James 1:2, count it all joy, my brethren, when you meet trials of various kinds. Count it all joy. Ooh, that's hard. That's a hard word when you're in the middle of it. It's a hard word, but we are to find the joy. And the joy is that God has turned his eyes upon me, that God is molding me and he is shaping me and he is working his purpose in me. And I am going from glory to glory. That is a joy. That is a joy of the Lord, to go from glory to glory. You don't get to the next glory without letting go of the old glory. There's good things that God has done, but he's saying, nope, we're done. Now let's go to something new. I want to do a new thing in you, a new thing. That means we got to let the old pass away. It doesn't mean it's not all just the bad stuff. It's not all just the humanity that's going to be taken away. It's some of the things that become crutches, some of the things that become for a season. There's gifts and callings and abilities that are just for a season in our life. And then we have to be constantly listening to the voice of the Lord, constantly seeing where he's revealing his purposes and his plans for the next step. It's our job to know the purpose and the direction for tomorrow. God will always give us that next step and that next word. And that's all he'll give us sometimes, because he wants us to trust him. And he wants us to know when we hear his voice and when we know that that is the next step, to trust him. Romans 5:3-5 says, "And not only that, but also boast in suffering, knowing that suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope, and hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Ruach HaKodesh, which was given unto us." And that's from the Tree of Life version. The Ruach HaKodesh, the Spirit of the Holy One. It's another way of saying the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Poured, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Ruach HaKodesh. It is in the darkest, most painful places that all we have left to cling to is the goodness of God, his love and his mercy, and to just trust and to ask. God says, ask me, and I will tell you, and I will show you what I'm doing. I'll show you the end. So you have the trust and the perseverance. Oh, that's what comes first, right? To persevere, to not pray it away, to not try to get out of it, but to say, I'm in this, Lord, because I know you're working a character in me. And that character, I have hope. That character is going to give me hope. And that hope is that something greater is at the end, because you are at the end, God, and you are the greater thing. Jesus is the journey and Jesus is the reward. He's always there at the end. He's there waiting, and he walks it through it with us. He walks through it with us. Psalm 66:10-12. For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You laid a crushing burden on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water. Yet you have brought us out to a place of abundance. That's the word of the Lord for you today. Know that when you get through the narrow places, when you get through the burdens, when you get through the men riding over your heads, people taking advantage of you, whatever it might be, when you get through the fire, when you get through the water, because you go right from the fire to the water, right? That's how iron sharpens iron. That's how you're forged in the fire. You are going right from the fire into the water. And that is where you come out to the place of abundance, says the Lord. The place of abundance that I have prepared for you, says the Lord. So do not give up. Behold, I make all things new, says the Lord. Will we allow ourselves to give God our dirty rags for his righteousness? God gladly exchanges what we have to offer, our exhaustion, our inadequacy, our doubts, our shortcomings, our failures. He will gladly exchange what we have to offer for what he has in abundance, strength, power, might, faith, hope, and love. It gives our Heavenly Father, our Abba, such great joy when we will allow him to give us his great and precious promises. But we have to give that exchange. Hear his call. Hear his voice as he shows you the hidden depths of our humanity. Open yourself to the plundering of the Holy Spirit. Hear me. Open yourself to the plundering of the Holy Spirit. He wants to plunder the depths of your heart. When he said that, I was like, whoa. Oh, yes, Lord, plunder my heart. Come touch the deep places. Open yourself to the plundering of the Holy Spirit. Open yourself to him. Invite him into the tender places where only he can reach, where only he can heal, where only he can love you into wholeness. Whew, yes, Lord, for when you allow the Ruach HaKodesh, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Holy One to live in those deeper, 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 and lower, and lower, and lower, humble places. These are the humble places. This is where he is exalted higher and higher to the glory of Abba Father. Do you hear me? When we will allow the Spirit of God to plunder us in the deep and tender places, the low places, the humble places, the places of humiliation, the places of shame, the places of fear and doubt, those places where we just wonder, are we enough? No, we're not enough. I'll just tell you, no, we're not enough. We will never be enough, and we don't have to, because it's no longer I who live, but Christ who liveth in me. But when we surrender those deep and tender places to him, when we invite him in to our inadequacies, when we say, I trust you to fill me up to overflowing. I put you on as a robe. I've always been pictured putting on the righteousness of Christ, putting on Jesus like a garment, wearing him like a garment, wearing Holy Spirit like a garment, shining bright with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. When we do that, when we allow the Ruach HaKodesh to live in those deeper and lower places, God is exalted higher and higher. Glory to God, our Father. When you doubt, when you're feeling alone and isolated, when you're at those places, those hard places, invite God in to make you new. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone and the new is here. The new is here, but we have to let go of the old. You don't want to wear an old shirt with a new shirt on top of it. You got to let go. You got to strip it away and let it go. I don't know about you, but I love to go shopping for new clothes, right? It's exciting to get something new, to wear something new, something you're so proud of that you worked hard for, that you earned, something like that. You didn't earn it. This is a gift. This is a gift, right? This is a gift. So put on the newness of the Spirit of God, the new gift of righteousness that Jesus Christ has purchased for us. Colossians 3:9-11 says, do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here, there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian or Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Christ is all and is in all. Another way to say that is choose to see Jesus in everyone. Choose to see Jesus in yourself and choose to see Jesus in each other. Isaiah 43:18 through 19. Forget the former things. Ooh, Lord. We can forgive, church, but we are not very good at forgetting. We need to forget the former things. We need to forget those weights of the past that weigh us down, that hold us back from coming into the fullness of the new thing that God has for us. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? Can you not feel it? Can you not feel the Spirit even now saying, I am welling up in you a new thing? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, let it spring up. Holy Spirit, spring up in us. Do not you perceive it? Can't you tell? Can't you feel it? Can't you hear the Holy Spirit? Can't you feel him on you right now saying, yes, I'm bubbling it up. I'm bubbling up a new spring of living water. And he's making a way in the wilderness. This spring only comes in the wilderness. Hear me. There's no miracle if it's by a pasture, by a river. It's a miracle if it's in the desert. It's miraculous if it's in a wasteland. When God digs a stream in a wasteland, that's because he's sending you to the wasteland. Hear me. He's sending you to the wasteland. 2 Corinthians 4, 16 and 17. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Whoo, we got to hang in there. Do not lose heart. Therefore, we do not, hear me, church, we do not lose heart. We do not faint. We do not give up. We do not lose heart. We do not lose hope is another way to say that. Though outwardly we are wasting away. Whoo, it feels like there is going to be some wasting away in this season. We're going to have to let some stuff go. We're going to have to let it just fall off of us. Yet inwardly, we are being renewed, made new, renewed, made new day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. When you encounter those areas of your life that need God's hand. We're talking about he made you new, right? He made you new. Now I'm talking about the other things outside of you that need to be made new. When you encounter areas in your life that need God's hand, invite him into those spaces and places. Relationships, jobs, careers, finances, health, for God is making all things new. Now we're talking about things. Things, right? God makes all things new, but you have to invite him in. You have to trust him and believe him to provide those things in those new places. Lamentations 3, 22 through 24 says, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassion never fails. I thank you, Lord, for your compassion. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. Oh, Lord, that you are my portion and I will wait for you. Patience is not my favorite. It is not my favorite, but I have learned the hard way that if you run ahead of God, then you are going to be in trouble, my friend, because it is hard. If there is no grace, if there is no anointing, if God has not plowed the path for you to walk in yet, then you better get a shovel because it is some tough, tough way. But it is so easy when we will wait upon the Lord. And he will give us peace. There is an ease. His yoke is easy. His burden is light, L-I-G-H-T. It's light. It shines. God will illuminate the path, right? God will illuminate the path. And I'm going to close with Revelations 21, 1 through 8 out of the Amplified Bible. Friends, in the end, God makes everything new. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Shit, can you see it? Oh, just close your eyes. Can you see it? No death, no tears, no sorrow, no pain, no suffering. Oh, Lord, help us to see, give us eyes to see, Lord. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. They had vanished, and there was no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, arrayed like a bride adorned for her husband. And then I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will live among them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be death. There will no longer be sorrow and anguish or crying or pain, for the former order of things has passed away. Behold, God makes all things new." If we allow him to make things new in us and around us, and then the people that we love, there is nothing that is impossible for our God if we will just believe. So right now, Father, I just pray that everybody that hears my voice, Lord, that you are doing a new thing in them, that you are doing a new thing in them. I reach out a new thing. I speak new life, resurrection life. You see, resurrection isn't bringing life into the old. I feel like we've missed that. Resurrection life is a new life. People didn't recognize Jesus in resurrection because it was something new. They didn't recognize him. The people that walked with him, that lived with him day after day after day, that just did life with him, they didn't recognize him in resurrection because it was a new thing. It's a new thing. It doesn't look like the old thing. So, Father God, I ask right now that you do the new thing in all of us. Start with me, Lord. Start with me. Do the new thing in me. And then go to every friend out there, every brother and sister in Christ Jesus. Do the new thing in them that we may all walk in resurrection power as your glory fills the earth. And as you transform your bride, every member of your body from glory to glory, Lord. And may you receive all.